Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so your SO has two kids. You've been dating for a while, and her two kids start to use magic to try to revive her ex-husband who died. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Patrick.
Oh no. Now
it says a lot.
Yeah. Do the kids like you?
I don't think so.
The kids do not like you.
They might. They want you to get his blessing, maybe.
No, the kids what? Look, the kids make fun of you behind your back.
I mean, what a diss, right? Like you start dating someone and they hate you, the kids hate you so much that they bring their father back to life.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're acting. Okay, all kids.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
It is.
All the kids theoretically would love to bring their parents back to life.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So on some level, you have to understand what they're going through, but also you know that this isn't someone that your ex broke up with. This is someone, or not your ex.
I think your job is to step out. Goodbye. It's been real.
Wait, with your children. You have to do that before they even successfully bring him back to life?
How much pain do you want?
Okay, twist. They only bring back the bottom half.
I mean, that's even worse because now mom's getting it.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think mom's going to have sex with the bottom half?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, mom had sex with the bottom half for years. You think mom doesn't miss that bottom half? That's what sold her on the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
It's just frauding.
No, there's so much to do beyond frauding with the bottom half.
I know.
The bottom half is like most of the action.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the other part. Does your SO know?
She knows that it's happening, and she hasn't talked to you about it in terms of her relationship to her dead husband. She's only talked about it in terms of the kids' relationship to their father. So she's keeping all of the emotional cards hidden from you.
Well, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Yeah, I think you have to talk to her. I mean, I know that's the bottom line of almost all of her hot takes.
You gotta
have a conversation.
Yeah, you gotta like stomp in the room and slam the door and be like, what do you fucking know?
Oh, what do you want out of this? When this is open, when the dust settles, who do you see like, with you?
She's like, wait, what? And you're like, did I fucking stutter?
So So, okay, just like go in and like alpha bro out on her.
So right. Hard.
I mean, I'm sure that's what your relationship's been all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's like, am I a fucking stepdad you are? Throw a beer bottle, which I'm sure you have at the ready.
Yes.
I mean, that will make it easier for her to break up with you to get back together with her bottom half of her ex-husband.
She's like, I already had his penis as a carrot, and now you're the... Oh, it works, because the carrot versus the, like, whip or whatever.
The stick?
Stick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, either one of those works as a metaphor for penis, but all right.
No,
how does that work, Kelly?
I don't know. I just hope that you and your person can figure it out. I don't think it's going to work, though. Sorry.
Is this from a specific property?
This is Onward. This is the story of Onward.
Oh, no. Okay. I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's fine. The only thing that works in the movie is the relationship between the two brothers, but that part does work very well.
Yeah. Okay.
Everything else feels like a little bit underbaked, including the mom's relationship to the dead husband, which they just don't
acknowledge,
deal with at all. Yeah. It's super
poor
weird.
Mom.
Yeah.
That does suck for the mom.
She goes on like a kind of adventure with a retired manticore, which is like a little bit cool, but also she ends the movie in the same place she starts. So it's kind of a, it's just about the two boys.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Well, yeah, I like sibling stuff. Not the way Colin and Kelly like sibling stuff.
Siblingstuff.com.
go.
Yes, you're getting NSA.
In the movie, what happens to the new stepdad, Cuck Husband?
So Cuck Husband is he's a centaur and a cop.
Oh.
So we want him out.
Yeah, we want him out for sure because he's a cop.
Yeah.
But also in the world of Onward, everyone is like kind of slouching into their like modern existence. So even though he's a centaur, he doesn't like gallop around town. He like gets in his car and drives. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the movie, he's like, no, letting down his mane and then like galloping everywhere. Cause like the boys through their adventure bring like magic back to the kingdom.
Mm.
I don't know if that will encourage him to be a little bit less of a cuck stepdad or what.
But I mean, good for him because no man is an island.
Hey, John Milton.
not even a half man, half horse is an island.
No, you're more like an isthmus.
Yeah, you are, because you're in between. Or a peninsula.
Mm. Hey, let's talk about island ships.
Yay! To relationships.
Wait, no!
Don't deprive us of our island ships.
Yeah.
And island ships, because Animal Crossing New Horizons comes out today, which is going to be so cool and so fun. Are you guys planning to get it?
Yeah.
I've never played an Animal Crossing myself.
Yeah. I've only seen other people play it, and that's, I didn't fully get it.
So it is what you think you see when someone is playing Animal Crossing is what the game is. So like you're just walking around like picking apples from a tree and like buying a couch for your house.
It's kind of Stardew-ish.
Yeah. There I think were times where that wasn't appealing to me. And I guess I'll broach the subject, but like we're in a world where virtually interacting with other beings and going and buying a couch or collecting apples sounds very soothing.
Yeah, dude, right now I'm playing this game called East Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also on an island, but like it's literally like very walking simulator-ish, like you're a painter. And there's no combat, and you just walk around making paintings for people. It's really cute and really relaxing. But it's a similar thing like that you would get from Animal Crossing or Stardew or anything like that, which is like, need it.
Yeah, some normalcy. Even like normalcy of a life I've never been able to just walk and get apples from a tree.
No. No.
But I want to now.
Yeah, it does give you, like, dreams. Mm-hmm. Fantasies. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like Animal Crossing, home ownership.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, ultimate dream.
Or like the politics, right? Like mayor.
Oh, you can run for office?
Well, I don't know if you can run. You can interact with a mayor.
Okay. That's almost as good as having power.
In the 3DS one, you show up to the town and they think that you're the mayor. Like there's just a case of mistaken identity.
Believe it.
Yeah, and you do. You just are the mayor.
Really?
Yeah. Make some fucking changes around this place.
Hell yeah.
Wait, so I didn't realize that these games have plots. I thought it was all just like you have an avatar and it's like things happen based on your interactions with your environment.
So that
they're
that
like
is,
loose.
Yeah, it's loose.
There's like events. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say there's like a story.
Yeah,
this very basic story.
Mm-hmm. It's like events and characters. There's no like big overarching story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're going to talk island ships.
Yes. Yes.
So ships that happen on or around islands. One of the people's names is island.
Oh.
It could be anything.
Yeah, let's start
with
that one.
Are you shipping the island's founder?
No, I start. Okay, so I want to. I'm going to start, but I feel like the one I'm going to say, maybe someone else hears island ship.
Okay.
What could it be?
Okay.
Because at least three of us have watched an amazing program called Harper's Island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite couple on that show. Okay. There is a hometown love. So I also love that relationship.
Yep.
I mean, do you, Ryan?
No, the other one.
Okay.
The one is like a fisherman now.
Look,
that guy.
They're both equally viable until the final episode. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoilers
but
abound. We don't know which one cuts up everyone else on the island until the final ep.
Exactly. Yes. But the one that I want to talk about is a great arc that I didn't see coming, and that's Chloe and Cal.
Mm-hmm.
They start off completely as the comic relief. They're goofy. They're getting engaged, but they're like it's there's a comedy of errors about the ring gets lost. It's a whole thing. And at the beginning of the show, especially before there's a lot of murders, it's like you come to the you keep seeing these guys, and you're like, all right, guys, like I get it. You're silly. You're goofy. But then you really get to know them better, and you start to really invest in them.
Yep.
And by the time the slasher gets to them, you are so invested, and it like it's really grip. It's probably the most gripping section for me of that show is like their last few scenes, the two of them with the killer. It's just like it's just so good, and the show did such a good job, and it's such a bait and switch because at first when you meet them, you're like these guys like all right, this is very cheesy, like let's get rid of them, but no, don't never get rid of them. I love them forever, Chloe and Cal.
Wow.
Yeah. Cheesy
for me,
how?
I was like,
the humor is really broad.
Okay.
She's they're both cute, but she's like beautiful blonde bimbo who's like just here to have a good time, super hottie. And he is British, which is a lot of his personality at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, and like bumbling, like little like Hugh Grantish. And he's trying
like
to
afraid
propose.
Of nature.
Yeah. And she's like, let's go skinny dipping. And he's like, oh, I want to propose to you. I'm going to lose the ring. So it's very broad.
Yeah, and there's a lot of like very like macho type Americans that are always hitting on her, and he's like the small, quiet English type and can't stand up for himself because oh my, that would be so improper. But so he's like sort of like a like an emotional cuck throughout. Until the show.
Yeah, we're talking about cucking a lot.
Yeah.
We are talking about cucking a lot.
My mom used the word cuck with me the other day, and I was like, same day shipping. But she used it kind of backwards. She was talking, but I guess I.
Oh, the old reverse cuck.
It was a reverse cuck situation, but she called a cuck, and I was like, mom, you listen to SDS. No.
It's an aural palindrome. It sounds the same forward and back.
Yeah, it's an aural palindrome.
Kate, K-cuck is a palindrome, which is kind of like K-cup. I don't know. I'm trying to help you, Kelly.
Thank you for being so kind to Kelly.
But truly, the end of Cal and she, what's her name again? What's her name? Cal's the girl.
Kelly, we lost you for a second.
We lost you.
Oh. The Harper's Island girl. What's her name? The one that you like?
Krisha? Oh, the main girl?
Chloe. Right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chloe.
The end of their, like, their demise makes you think love is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. It's crazy, but it does.
Because the show is not about how love is real. It's not kind of about, like, don't go back to your hometown.
Don't go back to the spooky tree where your mother was hung from after being murdered.
If you find a bag of money, don't keep it.
Yeah. Don't invest in small microbrew businesses.
Not going to pay
everyone
off.
Everyone on the ground floor is going to get murdered.
If Harry Hamlin goes missing, don't worry about finding him.
No, he's dead.
That's what everyone does on the show. If you remember, Harry Hamlin goes missing and they're like, oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's normal.
He's the first one to go, I believe, right?
Yeah. I also feel like it's worth, go ahead, cancel your wedding. Just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Like, how many deaths is it going to take?
I mean, this is something we could apply to what's happening in the world right now.
I know.
I like how we all sit quietly thinking about it, and Patrick's like, fuck it. I'm saying it.
No, for real, though.
No, it's true.
Cancel it.
I mean,
cancel it.
Yeah. Protect each other and yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else has an island ship?
I have an island ship. I love yours, by the way, Mogi. It is an all-time classic, and they're my favorite too on the whole show as well.
Me too.
So mine comes from Muppet Treasure Island. I don't know if y'all are familiar. Great, fun movie. So do you remember the character Clueless Morgan, who is like the purple goat, who is kind of dumb? And he's one of Long John Silver's like minions, but a very tertiary one who doesn't do much of anything.
Okay.
So there's the roll call scene where Mr. Sparrow is calling off all of the names of the crew. And he's like, Clueless Morgan's like, huh? And then not long after that, he calls the name from the manifest, Big Fat Bug Faced Baby Eatin' O'Brien, who is a beautiful human pirate lady with a raspy, deep voice. And that's her only scene. Her only line, her only scene is during the roll call thing. But I like the idea of her and Clueless Morgan getting together because they're on the boat, you know, and like love can happen on an isolation sort of situation like that. They're working side by side, long hours, pulling ropes and rolling barrels, whatever sailors do. And getting sweaty in the sun. And he's like clueless enough that he could fall in love with this beautiful stranger, regardless of the fact that she eats babies.
Okay, hold on though. Is that real or just like a fun name? Is it like a scary pirate name?
It could be like maybe she's like, I need to like, this is a man's world. I need to prove that I'm just as good a pirate as any of these fucking puppets up in here. I'll give myself the toughest, hardest name in the world, which is Big Fat Bug Face Baby Eatin' O'Brien. It could be. I still ship it.
Because she's not big and fat either, though, right?
Nope. And she's not bug faced. Okay. But yeah, that's true. So maybe she doesn't eat babies.
Maybe that's the only one that is true. Yeah.
Two lies and a truth.
Oh, well, how about this? What if Clueless Morgan, being so like open and earnest with his, just being sort of a general dum-dum, he's the only one who's willing to get to know her well enough to realize that those are all, you know, just fictions.
Don't like judge a book by its cover type thing. Although you're seeing her.
Yeah, do judge a book by its cover.
judge a book by its cover, but not by its title.
Not the title.
Ignore the sign.
What if Clueless Morgan is this playing the same game and he's not clueless at all?
Ooh.
Oh, they only show this to each other like alone in the galley after hours.
And they're not like necessarily trying to like start a mutiny like Long John Silver, but they know that there is a game to be played aboard this ship. And there are like levels of power that you can achieve. And by being clueless and bug-faced, these are a way to like lower people's expectations of you, and you could play the game a little differently.
I really love this. It makes you want to watch Muppet Treasure Island, but the ship is not in it.
No, it's really not. They have no scenes together.
So I guess I just want to watch that one scene and then turn it off and just think about your ship.
I've got a ship that's very much on screen and part of the program.
Oh, good.
Okay. Let's hear about it.
So my island ship, look, I got to go to my favorite island, the Lost Island. Mm-hmm. And specifically, I'm going to be going to this island in the 1970s because I'm shipping Juliet and Sawyer.
There you are.
But specifically while they're hanging out in the 70s, which is maybe really the only time that Sawyer and Juliet hang out in a way that's not like super shitty. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I think in present day, they're mean to each other. Right. Or she's kind of hanging out with
Jack. To almost everybody all the time.
This is a great point. But when they travel back in time to the 70s, and they're hanging out with the Dharma people, Sawyer takes on a new persona. And this is, you know, something Sawyer does all the time as he's like trying to con people, or at least what he did before he got to the island. And when they're in the 70s, he presents himself as LeFleur, James LeFleur, who is becomes a respectful member of like the little society of like Dharma people on the island. He becomes like head of security and like gets everyone like safe and comfortable, and then he and Juliet just like live together happily for 3 years. It's like the only happy period on that show for anyone.
Yeah.
And it's Sawyer who's ostensibly one of the villains, and Juliet.
Yeah.
I just love so much. That
like I know it's a great main, piece.
The main plot of that like season is people trying to tear that world away from them. Like all the other main characters are like, it's an illusion. You're not really in the 70s. This doesn't exist. We have to go back. And they're like, what? Why?
We're very, very settled and happy.
Yeah, there are no more severe like looks of disappointment than the one that Sawyer shows when Jack shows back up on the island in the 70s. It's like, you motherfucker.
How dare you?
How dare.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Just this morning Sarah was saying to me, "Hey, so now that cuz I loved Lost, but I have been resisting rewatching it since it finished just cuz like I don't know, there's like a it's in such like a perfect little capsule for me right now that like if I don't revisit it, it'll always be kind of what it was." Mm-hmm. But now that we're looking down, you know, like weeks or months of not really going out, she's like, you know, we could start watching Lost again now. So I think I might be going down a Lost rewatch.
Wow. Yay! I wonder how, because you haven't rewatched it at all, correct?
That's right.
I wonder, like, what you'll feel differently about it and, like, what you'll, you know, like, which things will feel more powerful to you. That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, it's one of those things where, and I feel like I'm going to have all of the feelings all at once. And not know, like right at the beginning, like right from Jack's eye opens and hears the sounds of the plane. Like, I think I'm just going to feel all of it all at once. So I'm not looking forward to feeling my feelings. Thank you.
You got to feel your feelings, man.
I know.
Feel them all.
Feel your feelings. Feel them.
Kelly, do you have an island ship?
I do. Okay. So there's this game that I've been playing. It is called Return of the Obra Dinn. I don't know if any of you heard of it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's good. It's really good. It is a, I don't know how much I should say about it. So I guess, okay, my suggestion is to play this game without knowing anything about it and just experience it all for the
first
time. That's
going to make it hard for you.
Is it available on everything? Yeah.
No, so this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, if you don't want spoilers for it, skip what I'm going to say.
Okay.
It is, you can get it on Steam. It is a game in which you, oh yes, it is on Switch. If you don't want to know anything about it, skip ahead. I don't know what, like 3 minutes. So there is this, I'm going to go into it now. You are a guy. That's like all anyone really knows about you is that you're this guy.
Ooh, well, you didn't want to tell people. So if people are too slow to forward, they're going to hear you are a guy.
Yeah. All
right.
And you come, you are taken to this ship called the Oberdin, which has returned back from its voyage with like everyone dead on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this like Lovecraftian like stopwatch thing that you go to, like you turn it on when you're next to a corpse.
Okay.
And so you come across all these corpses, and when you turn it on, it takes you to the moment of that person's death.
Okay.
But you hear the stuff up to their death, and then it like shows you the image or like a 3D, you can walk around and explore the moment of that person's death.
But you can't do anything. You can't change the past.
No. So it's, you're just trying to figure out what.
Like Chew.
And it's almost like a Pushing Daisies kind of scenario.
Yes. Like you can't change anything. You can only find out what happened. But you can't talk to anybody. It's like it's frozen. So you like walk around and you don't know who anybody is. All you have is like this ship manifest with like an illustration of like everybody on the ship. And so you have to like through clues of like things people say or like because you'll hear like moments before their death.
Mm-hmm.
So at first it's like, this person killed this person. It seems like there's maybe like madness happening, but like, okay. And then all of a sudden shit gets crazy. There's like a Cthulhu involved. There's like spider people that are like spearing people to death. It gets crazy and everyone fucking dies except for 4 people. And and everyone's like fighting each other to be able to get away from the ship. But there are these 2 people that I kind of ship because you kind of see them a little bit in the story. I'm just pulling up their names. Emily Jackson and Henry Evans. So the stuff that you see of Henry Evans is that he's the ship doctor. And so at first he's like trying to, there's people dying of this weird mysterious illness and they're coughing like corona. Anyway, so he's like trying to like solve like, okay, this person is like dying of this thing. And then he also has to deal with like people then getting killed by more and more like scary supernatural stuff. And he's like trying to save people. He just can't. And then you see later a moment where him and like someone else are trying to get on this ship and this guy is like trying to stop them and like attacking them, and he gets shot with like an old-timey musket by this lady, Emily Jackson, who she like secures, but you don't know who anybody is at the time. You only know who they are until the very end. Turns out they're alive in Africa. They're fine. So there's 2 answers for you. There are like 50 people on this fucking ship. You will not be able to know how people died. Like, there were like 20 that I was like, no way. I have no idea who is this person? I don't know. They were just exploded by a terrible beast. That's all I know. But the fact that these 2 people, that you kind of follow them separately for a while, and then you find out that they both survived and ran away to Africa together and survived and are alive now.
That's nice.
I don't know. I'm just like, you know what? They found each other. He was trying to help people, didn't work out. And she protected, there's this other woman with them that's a little younger. She protected her from this guy that was trying to attack them. Like, I'm like, you know what? They're both kind of heroic. And there's nothing wrong with being like, you know what? I can't help this situation anymore because there's crazy spider people. I can't deal with this. I'm going to just try and save these 2 people and go. So I ship them.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that too. And I also like, you know, there's the whole like speed thing of like relationships that start in like a high pressure, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, fuck that. It's fun to have like
fun.
Two survivors. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Are they together 10 years down the line? Who knows? But in the moment of them like being on that ship and being like, we survived this thing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dig
that's
it.
That's great.
Thank you guys. But you should play it. Seriously, if you're looking for something to play and if you like, Ryan, I'm talking to you. If you like mm-hmm. trying to solve mysteries.
No, I was hearing couple... you the whole time. I almost took my headphones off because I was like, do I want to get spoiled?
Yeah. Because there's a couple of like chain event ones where you have to like go back and be like, okay, wait, so like this person did this and then this person, like that kind of stuff. It's right. It's cool. And the design of the game is very cool too.
Okay.
It's like all.
I will definitely check it out.
One color. It's no colors.
And then I wanted to say something. We didn't talk about this in advance, but this is a time where a lot of people are going to be home doing things like playing games or streaming things. So I think Lost is a great recommendation. I yeah. also have a recommendation for a show that is not as good at all. But great. If you don't want to feel feelings and you want to watch something intriguing, it's called The A-List. It's on Netflix. It's essentially about this girl goes to summer camp on an island. Bear with me. I know that's crazy. But she goes to summer camp on an island. And then, and she's like an alpha bitch girl, right? And then this other girl shows up who's even more of an alpha. And first you're like, oh, it's going to be like Mean Girls on an island. But it's not. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers on an island. Whoa. And that's all I'll tell you. It's called The A-List.
Cool.
Recommend. Again, Lost if you want to feel feelings.
Right.
The A-List if you would prefer just not to think about anything.
Nice. Is it, so it's like a genre thing? It's like a sci-fi horror sort of
yes, and it's
type?
Not clear what... It's like, by the end of the pilot, you know something wild is going on, but it takes most of the season for you to get answers for, you know, what's underneath. And it works as a one season. There is a cliffhanger, but it's not going to make you mad. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll be like, okay, well, that was good 13 episodes of my life, and then I'll come back for season two, but... It's not unsatisfying at the end.
Yeah. Cool. That sounds fun. Yeah,
I have a recommendation fun. On an equal level of, did you like playing Detroit Become Human, but you wish that the voice acting and the graphics were much worse and the story was very bad and didn't make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
You should play Heavy Rain. I started playing this game, y'all, and it's the wackiest. Baddest game I've ever fucking played. It's literally okay. None of the actors are American, but they're trying to do American accents.
Perfect.
They're all kind of talking like this.
They're all super French, right?
Yeah, they're all well, they're all either very British or very French or Danish. Also, the recording that they did was like very lazy. So there's this one part where you're where you're looking, okay, it's supposed to be like sad because you're looking for your missing son. And they only had the guy record one version of him calling his son's name, and it's Jason. So,
no, every time?
Yes. Yeah, so you run around a mall going, Jason, Jason. And also, they only modeled three people. So there's a crowd
just over and over.
Of just yeah. three people. It's the worst game I've ever played. And the story makes no fucking sense.
Here's
and it treats women so badly.
Oh my god.
Set
oh
up god. Heavy Rain on your computer. Have the TV going in the background playing A-List.
A-List.
You will not think about anything that's happening outside those doors.
Kelly, have you finished it yet?
I'm about to.
Okay.
Also, the stuff that he has... Wait, what were you going to say?
I just the ending is truly insane, like the twist ending.
Really?
Yes, like it like literally defies everything that is established like throughout the course of the game. The killer is revealed to be someone who could literally not be the killer.
Yay! Dude, seriously, like also okay, the trials that you have to go through are de-escalations cuz the first one it's like drive on the wrong side of the freeway for 5 miles. So then it's like, "Oh shit, that's scary." The second one is like crawl through this crawl space with so much broken glass. I don't know how the killer put that much broken glass in there, but you just have to crawl, which I'm like, okay, so like your elbows and knees hurt, but like you're not driving on the freeway on the wrong side.
Right,
oh, and then you have to go
suddenly die.
Yes. And then the other one's like cut off the tip of your finger, like your pinky. And I was like, I'll do that in a second. I don't care.
I mean, that's
cool. Like, to a digital person. That's, yeah. Yeah. I'll well, put your no, whole I hand mean,
like, here's the thing. You're trying to do this so that your kid doesn't get killed. So I'm like, duh.
Yeah.
Do that. But also the freeway thing is the scariest. But
it's right, the first
you go
one.
That first. Last.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I just went through this thing of like, do I kill that rando guy? I did not kill a rando guy. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm going to kill a I'll play the rest of it tonight.
Okay. So speaking of recommendations to do well under self-observation, self-isolation, we have a tweet that kind of goes perfectly with this. So at Itchy Brain says, Shipple Dips, longtime listener, first time questioner. What are some self quarantine date ideas? And then a follow up to that are, what are some self quarantine related pickup lines to use on apps?
Okay. Here's what you do. Go into a pod, put a blanket on yourself, drink some wine, talk to somebody through a wall. Every time they say something slightly funny, be like, I love that. And then every time, if you start to feel some feels, propose to them through the wall.
So it's like a love is blind scenario.
I think that's the only way to conduct romance in the... I don't think you should be picking people up beyond doing versions of Love is Blind and the circle with them. I think that's...
Yeah, you could do like Rabbit. Like you could watch a movie through the internet with someone.
Mm.
But yeah,
lukewarm suggestion if I ever. I mean,
isn't it just like eat and have sex and watch TV? Like, yeah.
I think eat, have sex, and watch TV are, yeah, those are valuable.
Okay, here's what you do. Okay, here's what you do. Mm. Okay, cover yourself in perfume.
Ooh, old time.
Make your significant other blindfold themselves and stuff cotton in their ears. you go hide somewhere else. They have to find you using the
without
smell.
Looking.
Yeah, with their scent of smell.
I love that. That sounds fun as hell.
That does sound fun.
That does sound fun.
I need a bigger apartment to make that game yeah. last. Like, that is a 5-minute game where I live. But well, yeah,
you just use less perfume.
Oh, so that, I was gonna say you can. If you're a stealth person. You don't actually have to stay in one place. That's kind of the secret of hide. That's the best hide and seekers know the rule. You don't have to hide in one place.
Sure, you just have to have your kitten mittens on.
I'm just picturing you with socks on your hands and your feet, sprinting around your house.
I get into my
blindfolded yourself, trying to get you.
Hey guys,
new relationship.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.